the last two dots before the end of the parak.
Wait, you were in your last one, right?
Yeah. So the last two dots before the end of the parak is... Oh, not, I'm sorry, not that far. No, no. Oh. The first two dots on the page. I didn't realize there was more than one. Okay. Ein might be a misakelim. All right, that's about 15 lines down or so. Maybe it's just 18 lines. You have it? They might be a misakelim. You can't dunk the kalim on Shabbos, of course. So Masisim Kalim Gdolim, our Mishnah talking about big Kalim. I will Kalim Tani, but small Kalim, Mari Malay might be Lani. You can do it a little bit of a ruse and toy with them, even on Shabbos. How so? Tan Rabbi Yeshua said, Mamali Odom Bekli Tome, a person can fill up water with Kli Tome Min HaBor, from a bor of water. Umarim, and he does HaRomo, Matbilo, he says, hey, I was just filling up water. You mean the Kli got tore as a result? Oh boy, what a remarkable coincidence. So that's a ruse, right? So that ruse works on Shabbos, right? Tani Nafal Dolia Tocha Bor, similarly, if your bucket falls into the bor, Naflu Kelo Tocha Bor, your other vessel falls into the bor, Mari Malay Matbilo, same idea, you can pull them out and say, oh, surprise, it got Toivo. Train Amori. There are two Amorim. Chadam Arbi Kalim Shiyum Avatu. One said it's even true when Kalim are Tomei Tuma Doraisa, which is that became Tomei with an Avatuma. The Choron Amor, it only became Shiyum Vlada Tuma, it's only with Kalim, which became Tomei with Tomei beverages, which are only Tomei the Rabbanon, of course, right? A Vlada Tuma is a Rishon Latuma, Rishon Latuma is only Mitami the Rabbanon, so that's only in that case can it be Toivel on Shabbos, even with the ruse. Masiv mandomar. So the one is a typo here. Should be masiv mandomar bivlad hatuma, mandomar b'av hatuma. The one who said that even it that only becomes tummy to rabbanon, as according to the opinion that holds it, even it becomes tummy to madoraisa. So he says, afilu b'chol, even on a weekday. What good does this feel to? For ton har of shemesh. You have to wait till nightfall, right? Because any keli which came to me by a tumor has to wait till nightfall. So therefore, what good does this tefillah do? What are you accomplishing with it? Amar Lei, so he said, Barotza lishtamish b'en b'chulim b'tara. We're talking about a case where ena chanami, to use it for truma, of course you cannot use it. But you can use it to do chulin b'tara. In other words, he's makbid on doing chulin b'tara, and therefore he's toivling, even though it won't become fully tar until that evening, that's sufficient for his purposes. Now, there's an important byproduct of this here, which is that really he's saying something more significant, which is that if Mandamar says you toivel in tumah d'oraisa, it's dafkun tumah d'oraisa. Because by tumah d'oraisa, it does become really tar on Shabbos. It's only an enhancement of the status of the vessel, so that you can use it now with your chulin, and your chulin won't become as tame as a result. But silly, not bona fide tar until nightfall. So it's less of a tikkun keli than toivling a clay which became tame to rabbanon, right? Because the clay which became tame to rabbanon will become tar after you toivle it completely. Whereas this one, which is tame d'oraisa, since it won't become fully tar till that evening, so therefore it's less of a tikkun. Ironically, it's less of a tikkun to toivle it on Shabbos. Okay? That comes out to be a very interesting distinction.
I have to plead ignorance. I was unaware that the keli, when it comes to me, requires wait until nightfall.
Neither was I. Right. I plead ignorance, too. So if you plead ignorance and I plead ignorance, so we can all be ignorant. Okay? Right.
Which one are we toggling that you have to wait till nightfall?
All vessels. It seems all vessels that come to me require nightfall.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Like three of
them.
Must be Miss King.
Yeah, that's right.
I have this fantastic memory, but the fact of the matter is, I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyway. Says more, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chib Rashi. Isha Pikachas, we have this in the Bavli, a woman who's smart and wants to tamp down the dirt on her floor. She's not allowed to of course, do that directly, because that's a Shvuya Gumos, right? Throws money out. But what she does is, Medicha Kos Kan, she washes a cup over here, and Kara Khan, a plate over here, Tamchui Khan, a pot over here, Nimtza Ismar Betzah's base of Shabbos, and lo and behold, her house becomes fully cleaned down on Shabbos. Avo Meisner said Dmai. Was allowed to Meisner Dmai. Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos. We had an opinion yesterday that even on Shabbos, but certainly the Mishnah says Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos during twilight. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Von Rabbi Chitzu B'Shem Rabbi Yidam Pazi said, what does the word Dmai mean? What's its etymology? We had this already in Zeroyim. Dmai, Dometakein. Demai delotaken. In other words, do I know? Well, maybe I should be like this. Demai demetaken. What is it? Is it already fixed up? Demai. What is it? Delotaken, or is it not fixed up? So demai is a question of means demai. What do I know about this? And of course, I don't know, and that's why I'm ma'aser misafik. You're allowed to make an eruv. And do atmana erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. Am Rabbi Chiya Rashi hoda the temar beruvi chateros. That's only eruv chateros, meaning the eruv in order to carry within the vicinity, within the confines of the wall. Avol beruvi tchumen, but by eruv tchumen he holds an al to put it in, put it down bein hashmashos. Why? Because tchum dvar teiro. Who ain? Tchum is dvar doraisa. Of course, only the tchum of 12 mil is doraisa. But nonetheless, since he holds 8 tchum is doraisa, therefore he's machmir. You can't put erev tchumin down after twilight begins. It has to be before twilight begins. Okay.
I just want to tell you.
Yes.
I see the Ritvaz says that this thing about Harif Shemesh is mentioned in the Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Chof Aleph.
Oh, you know, I didn't notice that Ritvaz. You're right.
Of course, you know, he's not quoting a Gemara.
Yeah.
He's not quoting a Mishnayos or anything.
Right.
He has to stick to a Tosfos. That's
well, we'll have to remember when we get to Chagiga in half a year, in a year. And the Yerushalmi will come out quicker. But in Vavli, won't come out for a year, so we'll have to remember to look there. All right. On we go.
But the point is, if he has to resort to a Tosfos,
it shows that it's an obscure statement. That's true. That's
really true. It shows that Tosfos learned Yerushalmi.
Oh, sure. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi several times. Yeah. Even Rashi does. Rashi seems to have less access, but he does quote from time to time. Okay. Says more. Hajjalach by member Leakin. Kira. Now, a fundamental thing to remember about the Bavli is that the Bavli did not have our Kula. Our Kula, of course, is to do. Well, actually, I don't know if that's true. I take that back. You know, as I'm thinking, I'm not sure if I'm saying that. All right, scratch it. Just ignore what I just said. Just delete it from the record. Kira Shisikua Bakasha Gvava. Now, Kira, of course, is a single box-like contraption which holds a pot on Shabbos, and you stoked it with straw or with hay. No silver tapshil. You're allowed to put on it a cooked dish. If you stoked it, however, with gefes, which is peat, according to the art scroll in the art scroll translation, but it really isn't. It really is, Rashi, as the Korban Eda says here, it's, or the... It's discarded sesame seed, or discarded with the discarded olives. So in any event, you can't, in that case, if that's used to stoke that kira, that type of, that particular type of oven, loiten, you may not put a cooked dish into it, achi yigrof, until you scrape out the ashes, the coals, or achi the saver until you cover them with ashes. Says, what can you leave there? Only hot water, but not cooked dishes. Hot water because it's mitzdamik viralo, right? It gets worse as it stays on, but not cooked dishes. She's allowed to put on both hot water and cooked dishes. Says, you may take off, but not return. You may also return stuff on top. Now, says the Gemara, Kini Mas Niso. This is the way to understand our Mishnah. Mekaimil of Tashu. We're not talking about putting stuff on Shabbos. That we're not talking about. We're talking about leaving on stuff from before Shabbos, as we know from Kira and the Bavli. Mas Niso Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, we have Machlokas, and this too is brought down the Bavli. Hayushte Kira Sama Kira Kirain Matimos. You had a double Kira. In other words, one next to each other. Achas Grufo Kduma. One of them is goruf, the charred coals have been removed and kotum, whatever, or covered. Vachas lo grufa lo ktum, and the other one has not had the coals removed nor covered. Mikaim el grufa ktum, you may leave your pot on the side which has been cooked, either had the clothes removed or covered. My Mekaimelo, what may you leave on top of it? Now, here's where the difference is from our Mishnah. This is not like our Mishnah. Beishamar me, may Mekaimelo klum. Can't leave anything on it whatsoever. Beisomrim, only chamin, only hot water, avalo tafshu, but not a cooked dish. Heavier samechom, and if you took off a pot, the hakol moidim shelo yachzer, you may not put it back. That's all Divi Rabbi Meir, that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, beishami omrim chamin, you may leave on there hot water, avalo tafshu, but not cooked dishes. Beisomrim chamin vitafshu, you may leave on there chamin, and hot water, and tavshil, and cooked dishes. And if you take off a pot, says you cannot put it back. Says they say you may put it back. Okay, so that's the end. The Brisa on our Mishnah is obviously going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chelmon Ravan Meshem Rav said, "Lo shanu elo leho." You're only allowed to put a pot back on top, but not within the oven. How far are you now allowed to put it back into the oven? Ulamar ad sholosh. Now ad sholosh, the machlokas b'nei Moshe says you're only allowed to put it, you're allowed to put it in the oven, but only within the top third of the oven. Ad sholosh means like ad shlish, up to the top third, about not in the bottom two thirds of the oven. The Korban Eidah says that means up to within three tefachim of the ground. You replace it anywhere in the airspace as long as it's not within three tefachim of the ground of the oven where it's particularly hot because that's where the coals and everything were, right? Alright, Mona, I'm welcome to show the chritz. I'm going to say you can even put it further into the oven. You can put it down until a place where it makes the chritz. In other words, where you actually would make a furrow in the ashes by putting it down there. In other words, you can put it right above the ashes as long as you're not making a furrow in the ashes by putting it in, which I guess is similar to Atmana, so then that would be also, right? We actually, that's brought down actually in Shulchan Aruch, to put something mamish on coals. You know what? I didn't realize it came from the Yerushalmi. Now I realize it comes from the Yerushalmi. To put something mamish on coals is considered to be Atmana. Atmana normally we say is where you surround something with an insulating material and it also has a heat source, right? Atmana b'davra moisi favel is where it's surrounded in insulation. But here, even though it's not surrounded, even though it's only on the bottom, but if the pot is mamish touching the coals, that's considered to be atmana b'davra moisi favel. And I think you see that here in the Yerushalmi. The ma'osachritz. Osachrit means is also, it's also to put it in the oven in a place where it's going to make a furrow, an indentation in the coal, in the ashes. All right? Yeah, you're afraid you might stir up the coals if you put it there, right? Sure. Okay?
But getting it right close to
right close is okay.
That's they're not afraid about stirring up the coals?
No.
Here?
As long as you're not putting it directly in. That's a hecker, because it's a hecker, because you're not putting it directly. Bear in mind, the coals are covered. Yeah. The coals are covered. It is garuf katum. The question is, nonetheless, maybe putting it directly down on the coals defeats the covering. Yeah. Okay, whereas putting it somewhere above doesn't defeat the covering.
So if it's garuf katum, how is it that's going to make a chritz?
Because garuf katum just means there's a layer of ash on top of the coals. Oh. We're going to see the bottom of the page. Okay, that's really. I mean, that's not emphasized in the Bavli, but there are coals underneath the ash. There's that. Yeah. They just put the ash on top. Okay, now that's a Rabbi Yosef Rabun Mipneshu Sholit. Rabbi Yosef Rabun says it's where it's because or meaning that you can put it into a place where it can be you can have governance over it. What does that mean? Ad hechon shayat sholetes. Malakum shayat sholetes to a place where your hand can still withstand the heat, which is a pretty big chumra. You can't put it any lower than a place where your hand can withstand the heat. Okay, if it's a place where already you must pull your hand away, so then it's not you're not allowed to put it there on Shabbos. Not allowed to put it back on Shabbos. Now, the thing is, yacholetes bone. The clue you have at the bottom of the Chasm Sofer. Some of you have the Chasm Sofer. The yacholetes bone is not. According to most Achronim, is not the same thing as Yatzoletes Bo, because I just translated that as different. Yatzoletes Bo is where your hand actually pulls back. Yatzoletes Bo is where your hand can withstand the heat, right? The problem is, there's a Mogen Avram who equates Yatzoletes Bo and Yatzoletes Bo. Yeah, let us find the answer. But he equates it to, and that causes all sorts of problems in halacha, because Magen Avraham has major chumras then, and says that a kli rishon, even if yad sholetes bo, meaning even if it's not yad sholetes bo, it still has the din of kli rishon. And it has something to do with this Yerushalmi. I don't know how the Magen Avraham exactly learns Yerushalmi. I just know that it comes from his interpretation of the Yerushalmi over here, that he equates yad sholetes bo as being similar to yad sholetes bo, and that really there, it's already considered a cook, and you have a problem of kli rishon, even if it's only yad sholetes bo, not yad, you know, whatever.
I would equate it also. You're just approaching it from different directions.
Well, yad sholetes bo, according to the Shach, the other opinion is, obviously it's cooler. You can leave your hand there. Yad sholetes bo, you have to draw your hand away.
Right.
So there has to be some difference in temperature. Yad sholetes bo means your hand can't stand it. Yad sholetes bo means you have to grab your hand away.
Right.
So it's a basic difference. All right. In any event, let's not get hung up on this. V'saya kai, and it's going like the Mara Bezir B'Sher Yehuda, mutar la'avshir b'mokom shayad sholetes bo. You're allowed to warm up something where, if it's a place where yad sholetes. You're not allowed to warm something up in a place where ain't a yachul lettuce, where the hand cannot withstand the heat there. Okay, so this causes, again, I don't know exactly what Magen Avraham learns the Yerushalmi, but he has all sorts of problems because of the way he learns the Yerushalmi over here. Rabbi Yosha bar Gizura, Haba Mishamish Kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yosha bar Gizura was serving in front of Rabbi Zira. And he brought in front of him boiling hot dishes. Amrle hechavito. So he said, "How'd you get this out? It's Shabbos today." Amrle grof tafi tufia. So he said, "I raked away the ashes in the place where I left the pot. Tufia is the place where the pot sat. The yagavara put it immediately there on that hot spot in the oven." Amrle said, "Lo tiyavi kain. You shouldn't do that. Ela grof tufia. First remove the ashes, but yoyv plus to keep it, and then put three bundles of hay, virami alein, and put it on top of the bundles of hay." In other words, you can't have this hot food on Shabbos. This definitely can't be mutter. So therefore, you have to put down a chatzita, a hefse, between the pot, the floor of the oven and the pot of three bundles of hay.
So this is the
blech. No, it's more than a blech, because it's gar for kotim. You say, even though it's gar for kotim, still I want you to make a hefse on top of it. It's much more machmir.
But how is he able to rake away the ashes? Even though it's,
right.
It was going.
He waked away before Shabbos, right?
Oh.
You wait.
So this lasted on. This was Friday night. Was Shabbos?
Friday night. I'm sure. Friday Shabbos morning would have cooled off. Okay. Rabbi Avo Hori Bebotzra. Rabbi Avo Paskin Botzra Memale Nitzro Ramach. You fill Ramach is like remetz, which is ashes. You fill up your Gitzer, I think it is Gitzro, with Ramach, umetan klasa kapin, and you put three bundles of hay, umirmin alein, you put it on top of that. Now, this is not clear exactly what it means. The Kormator says it's a kula, that he allowed a leaving actually hot coals in a pitcher or in a jug and putting the hay on top of that. So you actually were allowed, if you're using hay, you're actually allowed to leave coal directly underneath. That's saying, Mimali, you're allowed to fill up a jug full of coals and then put the three bundles of hay on top and then put your pot on top. It's carbonate. So B'nai Moshe learns it's a chumrah. B'nai Moshe says people in Botsra were Amaratim. We know that from other places. And therefore, there were more machmir there in Botsra because the people didn't know how to, distinguish that which is mutter and osir. So therefore, he held that it's he learns a memali natsa ramach means that on the floor of the oven you can't put the hay down directly. You have to first on the floor put a fistful of clay, and then on top of that put the hay, and only on top of that put the food. Okay, so he's more machmir. Okay. Kter agabi kter. That's right. Daniel Brader of Kinev Sheravatsi said, "Shizrei charoyos, the spines of palm trees. I don't know exactly what they are, but the spines of palm trees, kegevzatim are like the more severe quality of the peat and the wood. harder the time shulachim yovshu. However, that's only true where they were moist when they were harvested, and then they dry because then they make good coals. But if while they were still on the tree, they shriveled up those branches, then they don't make good coals. They're just like the straw and the hay, and therefore it doesn't be garfikotum. Glowy behem, what about animal excrement when it uses fuel, right? Fuel pellets. East tani tani kick ever say to him that those ones, it's like the peat and the wood. East tani kikash ukubava, those who learn that it's the straw and the hay. Manamaki gave us okay to me, who said it's like the peat and the wood bidaka. That's talking about sheep excrement. Mandamaru said that it's kikash ukubava, that it's like like the straw and the hay, the lesser madrega, that's begasa, a cow's excrement. And I guess that's less efficient fuel than sheep excrement. That's what it says here. All right? Not asking you to go find out. Hagoref, now when you remove the coals, achigo kol tarko, you have to remove all the coals. Mi ma detani, how do we know this now? Which it says, hagoref tzorech l'chatek biyad, the goref has to, the ranz gear says latate, he has to sweep it out or check it out, make sure everything is removed. The amara from this we derive, achigrof kol tzorech, until you remove all the coals. Hakoitem, somebody who covers achiikton kol tzorech, is it also until you cover, do all that's the entire thing? No. Mi ma detani melabe lov ne'or shopishton. It says that how do you do kitma, how do you do kutum? You put on a layer of fine fluff of linen, and that singes, and that becomes your kutum. Okay, so it actually is a layer of ash above the coals. So hadam rafil kol kotel kol tzorko. Obviously, you're not fully covering it because the ash is a very fine cover to the coals, right? So there, we don't need a full, true cover. You need just a symbolic cover. Okay. So to remove the coals, you have to remove them all literally. To cover them, you just have to cover them symbolically. Okay.
Isn't that linen going to burn up because
the coals are still warm? It's going to burn. It's going to form ash. That's the covering. The ash and square forms. Yeah. Okay. Amad Beis, Vayda Amrada, and what tells us this? I have a parallel case which indicates this principle. Yontov Shchalios Erev Shabbos. When Yontov comes on Erev Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Shane, the Shane Rebbe said, Melab Olen or Shopishtan. You're allowed to, because that day you can't be goref, because, I guess because of muktzah. I don't know why you can't be goref exactly. Rashi said, the Korban Eda says, you're not allowed to be goref because you're going to come like Shvi'i Gumos. It's going to smooth out the floor of your oven, right? So in that, so on that day, when it comes, Yontov, which comes in Erev Shabbos, Melab Olav Nor Shopishtan, You're allowed to kick kitma just by putting on this fine layer of ash. What about kitma v'nis labis, Mao? What about if you did kitum, your kutma, but before Shabbos it became a flame again? That was, the heat was so intense it overcame the ash on top of it. Says one, Rechia Ruba, the base of Rechia was the great, came to his house. I guess I had a mice like this, Mahori Mutter, and he said it's okay. You can do that. You can then give it the status of kotum, even though it has a good rage, a good fire in there, because you did what you had to do.
And you did it on Yontov, which
no, there's not on Yontov anymore. Lav Dafka, could be even on Erev Shabbos. Bon Kumi Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Chanina. So the Talmid Beis Medrash asked in front of Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Chanina, were the friends of the rabbis, meaning they were the higher echelon of scholars. Liba l'shavar, it's liba l'shavar. Maybe it works. Maybe only it's b'di'evet, meaning say on Shabbos. It took flame again, so then you're allowed to still do chazora. Or if you didn't realize it and you had a pot there from before Shabbos, okay. But Erev Shabbos, if this happens to you before Shabbos, you have enough time to be kotem again. Can rely on this? In other words, after it seized flame again, you can rely on the fact you did it once. Is that sufficient? So liba l'shavar. Maybe only works l'shavar, meaning b'di'evit. Does it also work l'chadchila? So this is the question they asked. This is B'nai Beis Medrash asked Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Chanina. Before they're able to get an answer, Ava Rabbi Ami passed by, Vidrun Chavar, and everybody dispersed. I guess they're afraid of Rabbi Ami, so they didn't stick around. Bon Chazalin. Okay, so once Rabbi Ami passed, they wanted to come back and ask the question again. So says the Gemara, Omar alone, Rabbi Chanina, Chavrei and the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Chanina was one of the ones they wanted to ask again. He said, no. I mean, to have a ufta, I have the ufta. Once the mice occurred, the mice occurred. Meaning, you wanted to ask me a question to get me to answer it, l'chatchil, and only be matir b'di'evet. Can't do it, too late. Once there was a, like a siman mina shamayim. Once you asked, and I wasn't able to answer at that point, that's it. Even now that you want to reconvene, too bad. Okay?
So,
I don't know. I guess you're, again, I guess you're afraid of it. Okay? I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Susratia said, the next word, the Mashbia changes to Lanon, which means to us, Lanu, right? Lanon, for us, Tzri Chaliba. We have to ask the question, Lamaisa, what can we do, right? Do we talk, rely on doing L'chadchil, only be the Eben? Ramon said, Ona Kashi, I say, Kumi Rabbi Bo, Brady Rapapi. I asked for Rabbo, the son of Rapapi. In Tema L'Shavar, do we say that it's mutter b'yevet, meaning do we allow it? Do we allow this case of putting stuff on it once it's been once it's been flared up? Even l'chatchila only b'yevet. What's the status? So it says the Gemara, afilu lo bishel ale. I'm sorry. Did I have him up to? Did I skip? Yeah. Says Gemara, afilu lo bishel ole bitchila. Says Gemara, he answered him, yeah. Even if you did. No, I stopped in the middle of a line. It's all part of the question. Rabbi Bob Brader, our puppy said, Inte Meshavar, afilu lo bishel ole bitchila.
I'm still not sure where the question we had another.
Thoughts are misleading.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all part of the question, right? Rabbi said, so in that case, if you say it's okay, at least with the Eved, right? So that means even if, let's say, hypothetically speaking, even if you cook it all before Shabbos, should be okay. Because what does that mean? It means that as long as you did Kitma, so that's considered to be, even if it flares up afterwards, you did your part, right? So if it flared up, even if you had a raw pot on there, you should be allowed now to leave it to cook. Now let's clarify this a little bit. We paskin halacha l'maisa, if you have a raw pot, you put on right before Shabbos, that's okay. As long as you don't do chazara, right? As long as you have a blech. As long as you have a blech. And you can put it on right before Shabbos, okay? So the shaila is, what about if you had a blech and it flared up? Can you leave it on there now, since you did your thing before? That's his question, right? Now, if it flared up now, to put it on now, he's not asking that. That you can't allow him to do. Of course not, because then now it's already a full-fledged fire. To put something on now would be l'chatchila, right? You can't do that. The shaila is, can you leave it on there? Now, Rabbi Chiya before was matir, but it could be Rabbi Chiya was only matir in a case where it was already on the fire. He didn't require you to take it off and do kitma again, right? The our shaila is like this. He could be, he was matir in a case where it was already cooked. It was already cooked, and he said he can leave it on, right? It's not Kor for Kotum, it doesn't matter, it's already cooked, and you did do the Kor for Kotum, you can leave it on now. Our shaila is, what happens if it flared up before Shabbos? And then you want to put now a raw pot on it, which is almost tantamount to putting on an open flame, right before Shabbos. So it's a mutter also. So that's Mar's question now, okay?
Is there a time frame here where you have enough time to fix it? Where everyone agrees at this point?
Seems like there is enough time.
There is enough time.
Right, that's our shiloh. That was Rabbi Chila's matya was already cooked, and he was leaving it on. Our shiloh is not already cooked, and can he put it on? Right, after it flared up again. Okay? So is that okay or not okay, right? Again, let's say it happened already, right? Can you put something on it even if it's not yet cooked? Right? Ditani. And why should be mutter? Because we learned that Amaiser v'amavashel b'Shabbos. We have a machlokas where you cook on Shabbos with your hands. So would you put the pot down on the fire, actually? If you didn't unintentionally eat it, if you didn't intentionally, very famous machlok, because you had it many, many times, right? Lo yochal, and I'll eat it. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, shoge yochal motzei Shabbos. If you didn't shoge unintentionally, you can't eat motzei Shabbos. Meizid, if you didn't intentionally, lo yochal, you can't eat it ever. Yochal Matzan Lamar, shoge yochal motzei Shabbos. Even shoge, you don't eat it motzei Shabbos, lachem, others, vlo lo, not you yourself. Amazed. If you do amazed, lolo, vlolachem, now let's do it neither for you, now let's eat it neither you nor others. Now, said this is all part of the question, really, till here. The question is, perhaps it's only when you're mevashel on Shabbos. But in the case you left on from before Shabbos, perhaps that's okay. Or maybe not. Maybe just like there goes around Shabbos, it goes before Shabbos. Right? Once it flared up, you got a problem. The Gemara never answers the question. That's the end of the sugya. Now we go on to, once we're on a tangent, we continue on that tangent. Okay? The bottom line is that we're matir. The Bavli is matir. Kut kitma v'huvara. So the Bavli says you're allowed to leave stuff on there. But I don't remember the Bavli says you can put then stuff on it. I don't think the Bavli addresses this question of whether, okay, now kitma v'huvara, let me put stuff on the chatchil even though the, before Shabbos in order to cook. I don't think the Bavli says anything about that. Okay. Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan ben Sadla. Shmuel Helik Rabbi Yochanan Sadla. That if you did it with maize, it's also for everybody forever. And even if you did it with shoge, it's still only mutzer to other people. Mutzer Shabbos, not to you. Rav can have a mori b'chavus, a very famous Rav. It's brought down the Bavli in the Chulin. Rav, when you're passing in public, have our mark Rav Meir, passing like Rav Meir. Which is, well, I'm sorry, Praskin b'chavusim means b'chaburase, in his own group of students in private, Yibatzak Rameh, which is the most kula dekashita, that b'shogi, even you can eat it, right? But Tzipura, when Praskin in public, Avamor Krabi Yochanan, they remachmer like the Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that even b'shogi, you can never eat it, only others, and so on and so forth. Why? Because of the Tzipura, didn't want to be mako for them too much. You know, give them a finger next to one an arm, it's unacceptable, we can't give them so many kulas. Okay? Rabbi Shimon bar Karsno, Kishuk Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi Dorishlo. Rabbi Shimon bar Karsno said he went even a step further. He passed them like Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi? Super duper machmir. Chumras are not a new phenomenon. The time Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi, I remember Shmo, Rabbi Yossi, and his name is Far Rabbi Yavi. Cold of a shiz doino kores. Anything which if you do be mazy, you get kores. If you do be sure you get a chatos. So, and he did it on Shabbos, bein mishoge, bein mimazin, whether it's mishoge or mimazin, osur. It remains osur. Bein low, both for him, bein lechem, and other people as well. That's it. Kol davish echem, so kores, vashikos, chatos, so Shabbos. Anything which you're not chayv, if you do be mazy, kores. If they be shogeg, chayv chatos. Again, such as this is the Rabbanan. So on shogeg, if you did it on Shabbos or shogeg, yochel motzei Shabbos lachem v'lo lo. Then motzei Shabbos. You can eat, others can eat it, but not you. Mazid, if you did a mazid, lo lo v'lachem. So basically, he takes Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's approach and applies that to the Rabbanan. But the rice is not maker for anybody, anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Okay? Bon kume Rabbi Yochanan. But they asked Rabbi before Rabbi Yochanan, Atma Omar, what are you paskin? So Amar alone, they said them, Ani ain't the Ella Mishnah. I don't know any chokhmas. I paskin like the Mishnah. The Mishnah's like Rabbi Meir. What does the Mishnah say? Hamaiser, Vamavashal b'Shabbos. If somebody takes a mice or cooks on Shabbos, shogeg yochal, if he did it unintentionally, he said, mezid lo yochal. So we see that any time there's a shogi, even he is allowed to eat himself. Okay? Shamar Rav Chisra, the Rabbi Yochanan Paskin this way, Lekula, Umar, and he said, who true Shabbosos? You made Shabbos mutter to be Michal Shabbos by giving such a big kula. We can't give such a big kula. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, v'tani Rav Chia came. Rav Chuna said name of Rav, and Rabbi Chia, we also know this name, Rabbi Chia in a braisa. Bereshani Army originally used to say, Hashokheach Tav, she was sorry, forgot a dish, Agabe Kira. On top of the stove, the Kitchelav is a Shabbos, and now became Shabbos. Shoge Yocha Mesel Yocha. If he did it unintentionally, he can eat it. If he did it intentionally, he cannot eat it, like Rai Meir. Next, Julios Menichim Mezidim. The problem is that people started leaving stuff on air of Shabbos. Amazing, right before Shkia. Vam, when they said, Shkia, you know, we forgot. Then, the Yasud, even a case where a person forgot. Right? Even a person just forgot to take off from before Shabbos. If that's the case, says the Gemara, I have a kasha. How could Rabbi Yochanan be Mekel? Right? If we are going to Shreigatu Mezid, how could Rabbi Yochanan say, we're not going to run Shogay? Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll tell you. Next, Julios Menichin, below next, Julios Mevashli. The reason why they made Gzera by a Shochea Tavshel Gabikir, something you forgot from before Shabbos, a cooked dish on top of the stove, they're by him they're a maker. Why? Because people are suspect, by them they're a machmir. Because by people are suspect, leave stuff from before Shabbos on the stove. And say we did it unintentionally when they did it intentionally. Why? Because it's not at the rice anyway, right? Because you're putting it on the stove from before Shabbos. The rice is only putting on Shabbos. However, so therefore, there we have to make a gzera. There are choshes that people are going to lie about that, right? However, for lo nech shadul dios mevashlim, people are not suspect to actually cook on Shabbos. That people wouldn't do. And therefore, kansu b'meiniach, they made a knas on the shogi. They find a guy who did it b'shogi. We left from before Shabbos, where people are suspect to bend the rules. Lo kansu mevashel, they didn't make a fine where a person actually cooked on Shabbos. That you cook b'shogi shpiyoser, because the person would never do that intentionally, and therefore we don't have to make gzera lest the person come to do that. Okay? Chazal omar. They came back to say, you know what? A general principle. This is going on the brisa before, which says that there are kones. Where that they made a knas. So that's only tavshushumitzdamik v'yafilo osu. They said if you put leaf stuff on the fire unintentionally, and it's stuff which can prove with the time it's spent on the fire, so then it's osur. You have to osur it. Tavshushu mitzdamik v'yafilo, if it's something which deteriorates more, it stays on the fire, so then mitzdamik v'yafilo is mutter. Right? You're allowed to use it on Shabbos, even though you put it on up before Shabbos, in a way which is improper. Okay? If you did it amazing in a way which is improper. Ezu tavshushu mitzdamik v'yafilo. I don't know if it's amazing. Did it be showing? What's a dish which gets improves with the time it's spent on the fire? Kigon akruv, cabbage, vafunim, and peas, ubasar, and meat, toruv, mixed together. This is an early version of cholent. Right? It gets better. I'm right. I'm by loy afroshi lefatos. If you put your turnips, roshe kaflutos, and I forget what kaflutos are. It's some other form of that kind of vegetable which they had in Bavel. So those cases also sunk in tavshushim mitzdamik v'yafilo. That's like chulin. It gets better over time. And therefore, you left it right before Shabbos on the fire. Even in b'shogi, we find you because that's mitzdamik v'yafilo. Beit Simayim, what's the status of eggs which are overly long cooked? Right? We know the Sephardim put eggs in their chulent, of course it comes from here, right? Beit Simayim, what's their status over time? They mitzdamik v'yafilo, mitzdamik v'ralo. Rabbi Yossi said, Abba Allah, my father, Rabbi Yossi, went to his house, he found hot water, which was left on unintentionally before Shabbos, and he permitted it. Why? Because it's mitzdamik v'ralo. It gets worse, you lose more over time. Beitim, he found eggs, right, which were left on from before Shabbos to cook, Vasar, and he forbade them. Why? Because they're mitzdamek v'yofelo. They get better with age. Or Rabbi Shmuel bar Nosa, b'sher Eichar, Ben Chanaya said, Ani v'abba, I'll tell you a maisa like that. I and Tati, alu, alinu l'chamas goder. We went to l'chamas goder. Place. V'yivil v'neinu beitzim k'tanim. They brought us small eggs, chuchus dorin, like little berries. The time in Yovka Pankserin, but it's fat, it the taste was like the most delicate food, the greatest delicacies. They didn't have Illinois nut and chocolates back then, so they ate eggs. They cooked eggs. Those are their
liver pate, obviously.
What?
Or a
little pate. Okay. All right, Tani. So this is so eggs are mitzdamek v'yofelo. They get better over time. They get smaller, but they get better. Tani. Lo tamali isho kedero. Woman should not full. A pot full of asosios with tourmaline. These are legumes. The team of the Tana put them in her stove or her oven. Erev Shabbos imchal shecha, because obviously intended to cook on Shabbos, right? And it's aroma and keres. It's obvious. He knows that if she did it, Motsoi Shabbos is written because she asked. Motsoi Shabbos, she's got to wait, but even now that he's on Shabbos, obviously, even Motsoi Shabbos, got to wait the amount of time which it would take to cook this dish, Motsoi Shabbos. Okay? Rabbi Yachom, what? Right. Right. Achamar b'mezid kramer. This case said about b'mezid where the woman did it intentionally. It's going to kramer. Wasser it. Rabbi Yossi mar b'shoyi krabiru. Even going like Rabbi Yossi where he did it b'shoge. Like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yossi mar b'shoyi krabiru. Like Rabbi Yehuda asked us when he did it b'shoge. Right? He says, you know, the right pleasure to Motzai Shabbos by shoge. Aramana said, Yossi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said a good spogad. It makes sense. It works. Because he learned hanotei b'shabbos. If you plant the tree on Shabbos, shoge, if you did it unintentionally, you kaim, you can leave in the ground. Maize, if you did it intentionally, right, you knew it was Shabbos. Yaakor, you have to uproot it. Ubi shvius, by Shemitah. Bein b'shoge, bein b'mezid Yaakor. Whether you did it, planted the tree intentionally, unintentionally, you gotta uproot it. Rabbi Yomer Chiluf Advarim Yudah says the exact opposite. Hanoteh b'shabbos, somebody plants on Shabbos, bein b'shoge, bein b'mezid Yaakor. Where they did it unintentionally, it's got uprooted. Uvishvies, if it's Shemitah, shoge, you guys did it unintentionally, he's got to maintain it. He may maintain it. Umezid uyakor, if he didn't maze it, he's got to uproot it. Lama. Why? So Rabbi Yehuda is Lushitos, it's consistent. He says on Shabbos, where he did a shoge, you maze it after uprooted. Why? Shanoya Shabbos olav. Now I have to derive better benefit of having planted on Shabbos. That's awesome. So the special Xeris HaKos, we now have to derive benefit from that which is planted on Shabbos. Well, that which Melech was done on Shabbos. Now, Vikan, now by Shemitah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Vikan is still part of Shabbos. Vikan became a Shatomer, Yamti, Motsoi Shabbos. But Kadeshiasu wants to tell him he has to wait Motsoi Shabbos until such time would have elapsed as would have taken to make it from scratch. Shalon enemy, that's good, because that takes away of all the pleasure of Shabbos, right? Because the pleasure of Shabbos was the savings of time. He didn't have savings of time. We socked it to him. He's got to wait Motzoi Shabbos. Now time would take it to make it dead. Okay? However, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, getting back to what we said before, now it makes sense to say that's what Gemara's trying to prove. Why the previous case could have been Rabbi Yehuda, where the woman put on Erev Shabbos, even b'shogeg, we don't let her eat until Motzoi Shabbos, because Rabbi Yehuda holds on non-Shabbos is also. It's not because of the Rabbanon. I take that back. Yerachas Sandler holds it to the Raisa. But going to be it to the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon says not to Rabbi Benavirim Shabbos. So wait till after Shabbos to be Chdeshi Yasu. Okay, now once on a tangent, let's go on with that tangent. My time in the Rabbanon. What's the logical Rabbanon who say that if you plant on Shabbos, b'shoge, you can leave it there. By Shemitah, even if you plant b'shoge, you might may not leave it there. Why? Next, you do all the shvias. Because Rabbanon hold, we suspect people transgress shvias. And therefore, a person is going to come and say, oh no, I wasn't shoge, I wasn't amazed. So therefore, we make him a bruta even if it was a shogeg. For lo nefshul shabbos, but people are not choshes. Be mechal shabbos so severe in everybody's eyes. So therefore, we don't have to check out a tzitzis on that.
Could you say it's a bar site to show our shoes?
Tabrach, another interpretation. Moinim l'shvius, ve'monim l'shabosos. People say, hey, that's a great tree. When was that tree planted? 3 years ago, right? Because now, 4 years ago, because now he's using the fruit, right? 4 years ago, that was Shemitah. Ah, must be it's worth it to plant during Shemitah. So that's so afraid people are going to count back the Shemitah. But ain money in the Shabbos, people can't count back the Shabbos. You never count what day a tree was planted, only what year a tree was planted. Hey, Chavida. So it says, give me an afkimina. What's in it, whether it's because of chashad, because people are suspect to plant pemazin and claim it was shoygeg, or we're afraid other people are going to come back. What you called Maris Sayin, and figure out that it was planted in Shemitah, say Shemitah's mutter. So I'll give you a few examples together with a few typos. Hey, Ravina, what's the case? Not apochos mishloshim yom livnei shviz. You plant less than 30 days before Shemitah begins. V'nichnus ha-shviz, and then Shemitah began. In temer chashad, in kan chashad. If you're afraid of people are gonna trick up and trick and say, oh no, I did a shogeg, I didn't do amazing, haha, right? That's not gonna happen in this case. Why? Because you're allowed to plant after Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. I mean, you weren't at one time Chazal asked it, but then they were matured again because this man is a Shemitah's drabbanon, so they're allowed to do it, right? However, in Tamar Minyan, if you're afraid people are going to come back and say you're going to plant during Shemitah, big first typo number one, Yesh Kan Minyan. Even though you planted a time when it's technically mutter, but what are they going to see 4 years later? A fully blossoming tree being harvested. They're not going to know you planted Erev Shemitah. They won't be able to distinguish whether it was a day before Rosh Hashanah, a day after Rosh Hashanah. They'll count back, and what will they come to conclusion? Planted during Shemitah. People might come to plant during Shemitah as a result. So now if that's in the case where there's a distinction where we learn the problem is because of minion or because of chashad, because people are suspected to trick or because people are going to come back retroactively. Another difference. Not you planted during Shemitah, but less than 30 days before the end of the year. Okay, so in Tamar b'chashad, if you're going to say suspicion, yeshkan chashad, right? It's tak Shemitah. And if you let it go b'shogi, people, a whole bunch of people are going to do b'meiz and say, no, ich bin ha-shogik, right? However, in Tamar minyan, if you're going to say people are going to count back, then it should another typo ain't kan minyan. There's no problem minyan because people are count. So again, here, since they're counting not exactly, here it comes out of Kula. Because they'll think it was planted when? During the 8th year. Okay? V'sayo kemando amar, and this is going according to the opinion which holds, mipnei haminyan. Okay, it's a typo again. Okay, this is going according to mando amar, that's mipnei haminyan. Right? What meaning? If you the issue was as of counting back, then there's a reason because the shogeg got to mazed, right? Because whoever looks is not going to know whether the shogeg or mazed, right? So they're going to count back. They're going to say it was during Shemitah. So they don't know shogeg mazed. They just start deriving and plan during Shemitah. But Ram Kamanda Mar Bipnei HaChashad. But because of the reason that people are going to be that people are suspect to lie, Kansub Shogeg Atu Mezid, he would say in that case, is it necessary to be Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid? Necessary to say if you did a Shogeg, we still make you as if you're a Mezid? Why? Perhaps not. Perhaps it's not a problem. Because, you know, we asked when we asked Shogeg Atu Mezid, we asked even for other people, right? We asked that anybody can't eat if you were Shogeg, right? Not just to yourself. So I understand you can ask for the guy himself, but what did anybody else do? They're also suspect, right? The case we're talking about is the case where the woman put the stuff in the oven. That was the case we started. We said that's also Motzei Shabbos Kedei Shiyasu. What's Motzei Shabbos Kedei Shiyasu both for the woman and for anybody else? Similarly, the Shemitah case, which we're bringing in reference to that, when it says Kansu Shoyi Yatu Meizid, it's talking about, we assume, you find everybody. So the question is, why should we say that? If you're going to say the issue is Chashad, then maybe a guy's going to lie and plant Meizid and say it was Bershoge, that's only for him himself. But for everybody else, going to ask him as well, why should he ask to show you Minyan Meizid for everybody else? If it's because of Minyan, so that's Marathion, so people won't be able to tell, so then I understand why he asked her and everybody else. But it's because of Chashad, that this guy who plants Bershoge might be lying and might come to plant Bemezid, that's fine to ask for him, but why do you ask for anybody else? Mori doesn't answer.
Just a
Chashad
for everybody else too? Maybe they weren't cahoots with the person.
It's possible. I'm not saying there is no issue here, but the Gemara doesn't answer. Okay, not to me, but yet. You took off a pot from the fire frame before Shabbos began. You can put it back before Shabbos begins. Right, Chazar? What if you took it out before Shabbos, after Shabbos? Put it back after Shabbos begins. What about Nothel Mibodiyom? You took it off the fire before Lich Benchin. The Kiddush Levin Yom, and now you're holding it in your hand as you bench Lich, or as the sun went down, can you put it back on the fire? Guess what the Gemara answers? No answer. Very good. Yeah. See, you got your Shabbos down pat. Rabbi Simon, the Datre, some name. Shem Rabbi Yeshua said, Hinichu Baretz also Tatlo. As we know from the Bavli, once you put it on the ground, you're not allowed to put it back up. Right? Also Tatlo means you can't put it back on. Rabbi Lezim Shem Rabbi Yeshua said, Meshori Saisi, I was a Shamish, as Rabbi Chia Godel. And I used to bring him hot water from the lower floor to the higher floor, to the second floor. Nonetheless, you're allowed to put it back on the stove. In other words, even though it takes a long time to get it from the first floor to the second floor, you're still allowed to put it back on the stove. Even if it was on a stove with less heat, you're still allowed to put on the kira shahavla meruba onto a stove with more heat. I mean, just like allowed to move on a blech from one spot on a blech to the other, so too you're allowed to put from a smaller heat on a higher heat. Okay? Same taloch. Rabbi Yami said, wait a minute. Zimni tzagin, yasvis kami Rabbi Yeshua. I said many times for Rabbi Yeshua, flu shabbis minyat amil, so I never heard this from him. Rabbi Zikon said to Rabbi Zira, he made a snide comment about Rabbi Yami. He said, Lo shmiya minhe mutter. They didn't hear that it's mutter. But shmami no asr? Did he hear from him that it's asr? But okay, so never it's mutter. So does that mean automatically it's asr? Give me a break. Totally be said, what if you didn't put it down on the ground, but you hung the pot on a peg? Or nosso gabi safso? Or you put it on top of a bench? If it's still boiling, mutter is still allowed to put it back. And if not, also you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. We matter this b'di'evit, but not l'chatchila, right? If you put it down, so in the b'di'evit you can put it back, but as long as it's still hot, but not if l'chatchila, not supposed to do that. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Maria, the shalom heavier as the other imeno. You know when it's l'chatchila? Even if you put it down, if you kept your hand on it. I'm heavier, so you ought to be if you took your hand off, it's osir. So this mice, so we do paskin. That you can put it back, even if you put it down on a bench or on a peg, as long as you kept your hand on it. Then chazor is mutter. But once you took your hand off, so it's only you b'diab to put it back. You're not supposed to. Yushami says outright it's osir. We'll stop here for this evening.